When the city announced its plans for the federal housing and urban development funding it received, the first objective was to improve curb appeal of its neighborhoods and increase housing and rental opportunities. Over the next 5 years, the city hopes to improve 500 homes and either build or rehab 300 homes or rental properties. Fort Wayne's Director of Housing and Neighborhood Services, Heather Presley-Cohen, says the city has purchased several homes around Fort Wayne and continues to rehab them, attracting the eyes of millennials. However, having lived through the recent recession, some of those aspiring homeowners are wary of the risk involved. But the city says it has a plan to combat those fears.
We're offering a dollar-for-dollar down payment assistance grant to them. We're also providing the resources to do the construction loan, and a great developer's working with us. So when we look at making housing more available in the West Central area, all that housing was there. It was on the market in some cases, but it just wasn't something that you or I could go in and put our money into.
Rehabbing these homes has a domino effect in improving overall community wellness, too. Vice Chairperson of the Fort Wayne Housing Authority, Andy Down, says attractive curb appeal makes for a healthy community.
Instead of seeing a neighborhood continually decline, and unfortunately then having much more affordable housing, but it's not safe housing, what you actually can see is a way for the city to invest and help cover some of those costs that really aren't covered from a strictly market sense.
The city government isn't the only agent rehabbing homes. Another player is NeighborLink, an organization that works to improve housing in neighborhoods, whether it's repairing roofs, fixing furnaces, or making homes more accessible for elderly residents. They've been around for about 12 years, and Andrew Hoffman has been the organization's executive director for 8 of them. He says the number of projects NeighborLink has worked on in that time has grown significantly.
When I started 8 years ago, we were doing 50, 60 projects a year. And we'll do close to 700 projects this year. And in just the 12 years of NeighborLink, we've done over 6,000 tangible home repair projects in that time.
With the help of a grant into the next year, the city will be contracting NeighborLink to help with repair projects around the community. Hoffman says this could provide a big boost to the organization.
If it gives us another $100,000 or more over the next couple of years to help neighbors that we would typically turn away, then it has great potential, but it all really comes down to how efficiently can we use the dollars.
Of course, not everyone is looking to be a homeowner, and Presley-Cohen says that renting opportunities need improvement around Fort Wayne as well.
You have a hard time finding good quality rental housing, so we might be providing a rental housing subsidy to make that housing more affordable. But what we want to do is customize that so that we're promoting housing choice at the end of the day.
Tammy Brandt is the president of the Apartment Association of Fort Wayne and also leads a local rental company called New Generation Management. She says low-income rental supply is not meeting the overall demand, especially for parents who want their children in particular school districts. Brandt says when one of her low-income properties recently opened off Highway 3, people were lined up like shoppers outside of a store on Black Friday. She says the simple solution for the shortage is to add more developments, but that also requires a change in public perception of low-income housing, which isn't quite as simple.
Everybody fights you out there because they don't want those kind of people in that neighborhood, low-income housing. They think there will be more crime. We need to try to change that perspective.
Until then, she says, those who find themselves waitlisted may be waiting until the next development is built. In 2016 alone, the city hopes to improve the curb appeal of 100 homes, build or rehab 20 homes and rental units, and construct a total of 40 rental units. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.